Hello, everybody. This is Spiro again from Madison IBC. And today I have with me Bailey Wee, our RF engineering head from Madison DAS. And Bailey, one question that I keep coming across with a lot of our customers is who pays for the DAS and why? Would you be able, please, to just try to demystify this and give us an answer for everyone to understand?
Right. Thanks, Spiro. Yes. So it is an interesting question. There's a bit of history to this question, but I guess I'll just answer it on the basis of the current industry trends. For greenfield projects, so DAS is in new buildings. As you know, the DAS is now included in the electrical and comms package. And the carriers, so that's Optus, Telstra, Vodafone, do expect the builders to pay for the DAS. The reason for this is mobile coverage these days is seen as an essential service. So everyone expects they can turn on their mobile phone on anywhere, be they, you know, sitting in front of their computer at the office or at home. When they make a call, they expect coverage. So it's, you know, you don't really think about it that often. You don't think about it consciously, but we do actually in this day and age, we do expect mobile coverage to be everywhere. So in respect of why, so when you're expecting mobile coverage everywhere, mobile coverage has pretty much become a utility. So you can think of it as water or electricity. So when you're going into a building and you turn the light on, you expect the light to come on. And that's because you expect electricity to be available in a building. Just as you would when you go to the bathroom and you turn on the tap, you expect water to come out from the tap. So that's the same thing with mobile coverage these days. You don't think about whether mobile coverage is available or not anymore. You just automatically expect coverage to be there, and everyone expects mobile coverage to be as ubiquitous as water and electricity. So having said that, this is why the carriers have in effect pushed the cost on to the builders, the developers, for the DAS. And that's, if you think about it, so who pays for the electrical wiring within the building? Certainly, you know, the electrical, you know, the electricity generators like Ausgrid or Energy Australia, they certainly don't pay for that. It's the building owner who builds the building that pays for all the wiring inside the building. So similarly with a DAS, you don't expect these days anyway for a carrier like Telstra to pay for the distributed antenna or DAS system within the building. You build it and they'll come and plug in, just as if you were building a building and you provide the electrical cabling and the electricity provider comes in and provisions the power. Similarly with water, you don't get, for example, Sydney Water coming into your building and laying down the pipes within your building and each floor. You do that yourself, you pay for that yourself, and Sydney Water just simply comes in and connects you up to their mains. So this is a similar concept, just because mobile coverage is pretty much a utility which everyone expects. So therefore the building owner builds the DAS and the carriers come and plugs their signal source into the DAS and provides you coverage. So it's the same concept. And this is why the building, the building developer and the building owner pays for the DAS these days.
Yeah. And what about the carrier equipment, Bailey? There's a lot of discussion about that these days as well.
Yeah, sure. I suppose the view of the carrier is because the carrier equipment resides on the site itself, they provide the functionality of basically taking the signal source and injecting it into the DAS. And the fact that the base stations or the carrier equipment resides on the site and provides the service just for that site. Therefore, the building owner do effectively pay for that equipment. So what the carriers would typically ask the building owner or the developer is, when the DAS is finished, they'll request an interconnection fee. And that interconnection fee goes some way in covering the carry equipment. I guess the theory behind this is when you have, when you connect electricity or water, those utility companies also charge you for a connection fee. And this is basically the same concept. Just because there are costs involved for the carriers in actually provisioning the actual carrier equipment and also network related costs that's involved. So that's why in a sense it's a tricky question, because technically you don't see an item, in a bill which says carrier equipment X amount of dollars. You pay a connection fee, which, as I said before, goes some way in covering the cost of the carrier equipment, which is deployed on your site. And that fee varies quite a bit from site to site. So it's not, a fixed price, which is the same for each building. It really depends on each project. But I guess the short answer is, in some way, yes, you do pay somewhat for the carry equipment via that interconnection fee, which you pay once the DAS is completed. Spiro?
Okay, thank you very much, Bailey. That's an excellent answer to this controversial question, I guess. Thank you again, and I will move on to another question later on.
Thank you, Spiro.